come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, boys and girls, back in the Tampa Bay area? What a great time it was in Philadelphia.
I bet. The city of brotherly love, how could it not be great?
Well, you know, it was funny because it's the city of brotherly love, but they're known as such bad dudes and fights. And did I tell you what we experienced?
No.
I experienced something that I did not anticipate.
Okay.
That petrified me.
Ooh.
I was scared.
Okay.
Or in the words of the people, I was scared. So we went on a little Rocky Balboa tour.
Okay.
Right. Oh, by the way, a little surprise coming up in a couple minutes.
Ooh.
So we did a little Rocky Balboa tour on Friday.
Okay.
And I'm going to jump ahead. I'm at the fights on Saturday. I know you didn't pay attention on Wednesday when we had a stacked lineup.
Was I here?
Probably not. I didn't.
Was I part of the show?
Probably not.
I don't think I spoke.
I don't think you did.
I get paid per word, so it benefited you.
I'm sure you didn't say much. So after Michelle Watterson's fight, she's in the back room in the media room, and I told her that, you know, the cupcakes have been ordered. You should get them this week. And I only did that because I wanted her to know again that they're coming from us, because if just any food shows up at somebody's door,
sure,
you're not going to eat it.
Right.
So we talked for a minute, and then she goes, how did Friday go? And I'm thinking, what was Friday? Which was the day before.
Rocky Balboa.
Well, I forgot.
Yeah, you told her. I thought you were doing it.
I know I told her, but not only did I think she would remember, I didn't remember.
I thought she was going to go with you. That's what I thought it was.
And we talked about that. And she said, it's a shame, she would have liked to have done it. So I told her what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
So we drove into Kensington, where my uncle used to have a drug rehab center.
Okay.
And then he lived 3 miles probably north of there, which is scary. Where we drove in Lower Kensington was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Okay?
And I've been in the bad streets of Tampa, okay, of, you know, New York City, Dublin, when I was out there at 3:30 in the morning and I thought I was going to get stabbed, on and on and on.
Okay.
So I could drag this out forever, but I drove my brother to the pet shop and the gym.
Okay.
And then we drove to Rocky Balboa's apartment.
Okay.
As I took the right, just before the next right where his apartment is, it's just a really short street, we witnessed a guy shooting heroin.
Oh.
Right on the street.
With John Jones? Okay. Wrong drug. I'm sorry. But
so, yeah, you're off. You're on a timeout. God. Every time I think you've gone to a whole new stupidity, you go even more. Get in your car and go drive somebody to the airport, and maybe when you come back, I'll put you back on the air.
I am an Uber driver now, officially.
Something to be proud of.
I'm ready to bring Shane Grossman to town, the Presidente. I've never driven a president before. So when he comes to town, I get to take him around. So
see, again, not only do you say some really stupid stuff, but it's never right.
Oh.
Just saying.
It's not the El Presidente?
Well, no, you have driven a president before.
Who's the president?
I am president of Knockout Radio.
Oh, that's true.
Check Sunbiz.
True.
Right?
And I do drive you around like Miss Daisy.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
So, yeah, tomorrow's going to be epic.
You're driving me around.
But going back to the city of brotherly love, so you went down Rocky Street, you saw real America.
Real drug addicts. Yeah, right? Real drug addicts. And it was scary.
Sure.
And my brother said, who, I won't say what I was going to say, he said, get out of here quickly.
Okay. Well, I want to go back to that Michelle Watterson interview, right? Because I really thought it was a great interview. You guys had a great conversation, and she talked about the body image and about, you know, the classification of female fighter or male fighter, and how she would like to just be, we're all fighters.
And that's what I have said.
But yet she still goes by the karate hottie, which is you know, sexist or leads to a sexual image of a
not necessarily
physically attractive.
My hairstylist could go by as the Karate Hottie as well, and he would be fine with it.
But I mean, we don't call Machida the Karate Hottie, and we don't call Steven Seagal the Karate Hottie. So it is a sexist type of thing. So would she be considering to change her nickname?
You know, this might have been a good question to ask last week when she was on.
Well, I didn't want to mess up your flow, man. You guys are vibing. And I really thought she had great intel and content on the life of a fighter and up and coming and image. And I thought it was amazing. So as a fan of the show, I thought you guys did great.
I do want to address some other things that I saw, not only in Philadelphia, but at the fight. Okay. I'm hoping that I will be credentialed again after the numerous complaints that I had.
Okay.
with the fighters rolling the flag up into a ball. Oof. With the corner rolling the flags up into a ball and putting it in the bucket, letting it lay on the floor. It's offensive. It bothers me. You know, whether I know the fighter or not, and I'm sure I told you the story where I chased I don't even remember what organization it was. It was in Tampa. I chased the guy back into the locker room because they literally put the flag in the spit bucket.
Wow.
And he was a military person. Ugh. Now, he said he wasn't aware, but just like I continue to tell you, and you could care less about this, that when you do something stupid, it reflects on me, Knockout Radio, the Tan Talk Radio Network, MMA Weekly, the BRN, all that stuff.
Of course.
So him not knowing still is his fault.
Absolutely.
So,
of course,
I would like to see the promotion step up and stop the usage of the flag. I would. And here's a question that I have for any of us that have had a problem with NFL football players, or even more, because it's spanned even bigger from the NFL. Even for any athlete, for any person to kneel during the national anthem, if you have a problem with that, I don't understand how you don't have a problem when they do this.
Right, with the flag being disrespected and touching the ground. I mean, and I know we've talked in the past, does it have to be an authentic regulation flag to be offensive? Because they do a lot of prop flags. There's a lot of, doesn't the flag have a traditional regulation in size?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, what, like 3 foot by 5 foot or something?
I don't know. And maybe that's the loophole that people can use,
right,
that this isn't the real flag.
It's not an authentic, it's not a state, crested in, official flag that's used in service or in.
And I'm going to be the first person or the third person or the 100th person to say, what is important to me isn't important to you.
Sure.
Isn't important to other people. What I cherish, you may not. They may not.
Because the flag isn't not supposed to be in the rain. Like, you're supposed to remove it if it's raining, you take it down.
Well, and it's supposed to be under light. So when it's dark, that's why you take the flag down, or, you have a light underneath it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Of course.
It is what it is, but it bothers me.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, I hope he didn't mess up, because
I'll be honest, out this week.
I'm like Ray Charles, man. I got Georgia on the mind.
Oh, I thought you were going to this blind.
Well, if they want me to judge the thing, I don't really know what I'm looking for.
Well, we know that.
But I can't wait to go to Atlanta for the UFC fight. Excited.
Well, good.
Fired up.
If you get through the next 2 hours, maybe you'll go.
I'm going to Uber you. We're going to listen to Ray Charles the whole way there and all the way back.
Okay, you're not going to Uber me. So when you say things publicly or privately, at least make sure they're real and they're true.
All right. I'll give you a ride home on my way back home.
Nah, I decided against that.
Oh, really? You're not going to ride with me?
Well, first of all, supposedly you're not going to head back till Monday. We're going to spend Sunday. We're going to go to some things. We're going to go to some attractions. There's the College Football Hall of Fame. There's the Coca-Cola Museum.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff. There's a lot of good eats.
Yeah?
So
there's Stone Mountain?
Yeah, I've been there. I don't know if we want to do that. Do you want to do that?
No. I mean, if it was wintertime, it was snowing, and I could do that. But, yeah. No, I can't wait. I can't wait. I got Georgia on the mind. I'm excited about this.
You're only coming up for a day, though.
Yeah, but it's a great thing. It's great to be in Georgia.
It'll be fun.
UFC fights are always fun. I'm excited to see what the difference is between an ESPN-run production and, the old past.
I didn't really notice anything different.
Really?
Being there, I don't know if watching it on TV was any different. But I didn't think it was any different other than it started early.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though, right?
No.
It's not a good thing?
No. I thought it was awful. It bothered me. Well, because the one time I needed it to go as late as possible.
So you can get the flight to drop off the car at 4 a.m.?
The car couldn't be dropped off until 4.
Right.
So when I purposely don't get a hotel on a Saturday night and all that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking I'm going to leave the arena at 1:30.
Sure, I'll go get it. Because press conferences are usually late. Like, they start at 1, 2 in the morning.
You know, I'll have an hour to kill. So here's what happened. It started early.
Yep.
It ended early.
Okay.
The interviews were one right after another.
Okay.
The media room, they had the media room until midnight.
Okay.
I got 4 hours to kill.
Yeah.
So I stalled. I walked as slow as I could.
Okay.
I went to the car and I rearranged my luggage and stuff because I had to now put all the radio equipment in the backpack and do all that stuff.
Okay.
Then I decided I'm going to drive down and see the Rocky Balboa statue again.
All right.
I got 2 miles down and I said, this is stupid. Not only do I not really want to go see it again, but it's going to eat gas and gas is expensive again and I'm going to have to So instead of going down at 2:30 or 3, I went there. I don't even know what time it was. Maybe 1. I parked in front. I turned the car off. I tried to play games. I tried to. Next thing I know, I see a guy. You know how you like if you see a caged off area and they have a lot of pit bulls and mean dogs and all that stuff in there to protect. So I see this guy walking towards me. And that's my first thought. I'm like, what? And he opens the gate and he comes and he bangs on the window.
Okay.
And these are the mean streets of Philadelphia, right? The city of brotherly love.
Right.
I'm like, I rolled down the window, and I don't remember what was said. Like, you know, what are you doing, or can I help you? Or I said, well, I'm just waiting to return the car at 4 o'clock, you know? And he said, well, we have one more run to the airport. And I said, really, so I can bring the car in? He goes, sure. He goes, we can't check it in, but...
And leave it there?
You know, leave it inside the gate.
Okay.
So I did. And then we ended up standing outside and talking. And I ended up at the airport at, I don't know, 2. So instead of 4:30, I'm there at 2. Then I got to watch what I believe was a homeless lady, a cleaning lady, and 2 police officers scuffle.
It sounds like a great joke.
So the worst part is when I got there, and this lady is sound asleep 4 seats over, and I'm trying to be as quiet as I can, and I'm trying to watch, you know, and I sit down, and I'm trying not to ruffle anything and whatever. And then not 20 minutes later, I fall asleep, and she's just screaming, you know, you better get back to what you're doing. I'm like, I'm getting out of here.
Wow.
I wanted to say, are you from Kensington?
Really?
Get her an Uber back, but...
I'll pick her up. I don't care what her drug of choice is. If her money is green, I'm taking her.
No, well, it doesn't matter because they don't give you money.
That's true. They give me compliments. And
I want to hear these. These should be interesting.
I got a great... I love it. I know everybody makes fun of me for being an Uber driver.
No, we make fun of you in general. You being an Uber driver, a pizza man, any of that... And the most important thing is I don't have to worry and talk to you anymore. Because on the phone with us right now, a friend of the program, a friend of the Randy regime, a friend of yours, he has been in your pizzeria, Max Payne Griffin. What up, Max?
What's up, man? Sorry for missing that call, brother.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful, man. Wonderful. I'm primed, ready to go. I can't wait to get out there and... make a statement for everybody.
Now, I normally don't like to go back in time, and I definitely don't like to go back in time and bring up, you know, bad subjects, but I need to ask you this question. How difficult is it to move on, not necessarily after, you know, an L or after a W, but after what everybody believes wasn't an L? How do you let that go?
You just have to. You know, you can't live in the past. I mean, I spoke to you that night. I mean, going in the scorecards, I clearly won. I had no doubt in my mind I won that easy. And I was blown away. Even when they, you know, they first called the first score for him or whatnot, I still didn't think he had a chance. I mean, but, you know, I talked to him right after the fight. He didn't think he won. His coach, Mike Brown, didn't think he won. everyone backstage, the staff, they felt terrible. I talked to Reed Harris. I mean, the management, the matchmakers, Mick Maynard, they thought I won that. So, you know, you live and you learn, man. You can't let it go to the judges, so everyone's getting finished from here on out. And, you know, I got a chip on my shoulder because you can't just, you know, in these days, you can't win a decision. If you can't go out there and win a decision and then you don't win, you just have to finish these guys. So I put a freaking fire under me.
Sure. Is that why, and I don't know if you reached out to the UFC or the UFC, you know, reached out to you to get you back in and get you another fight so quickly?
I asked them that night. I saw Mick backstage and said, hey, I want to get back in there. I don't care. I'm healthy. I didn't have a scratch on me, not a scratch. My only injury was my shoulder from hitting Thiago so many times. And straight up, you know, when I called Sean and said, hey, I want to be in there. So my manager, hey, I want to be in there. So, I mean, it's the quickest turnaround I had. It's you know, it's like building on the last one. I'm confident. I beat a legend. Let's go. You know, I'm healthy. You know, because usually we fight twice a year. So for me to fight 2 months later, you know, I was still in shape. I'm ready to rumble, man. And I got something to prove. Like I said, I'm upset about it, you know?
And Max, is it also, you know, helpful that you didn't have time to get out of shape? You didn't have time to, you know, that you needed to go a full 8, a full 10, a full 12-week training? You know, that you're still there. You were in great shape. And like you said, it's only 10 weeks later.
Yeah, just to build on. Like, you know, I've never had back-to-back fights like this since I was, like, an amateur. It's always been, I've been a champion my whole career, so, you know, you kind of got to space those fights out. But for me to get back in there on, you know, I actually sent a message like, hey, I want to fight on Atlanta. And a couple of days later, man, they put me on there. So, the Striker's card, and I'm going to smash this guy, man. I can't wait.
What can you tell us? What can you tell the national audience about your opponent? And I'm going to let you say his name and not me.
I'm not even going to say his name. D-Lim something. He's a Russian guy. I actually know him. I actually sparred with him at Extreme Couture when I was out in Vegas a couple of times. And he's a jerk, man. He tries to hurt all. I mean, there's a story. I think on Wednesday, he sparred with 4-ounce gloves and shin pads. No headgear. It's light. It's light touch sparring. And I was up there. Everybody's like, don't spar with that guy over there. And, you know, they're like, yeah, he's going to try to knock everybody out. And he was trying to knock everybody out. He threw a fine knee on me, spin an elbow. He just has no regard for his sparring partners, you know, and actually got kicked out of there. That's how bad he was in there. And I'm looking forward to going against him, you know what I mean? I'm looking really forward to it. Really, really forward to it. I have no respect for him. And like I said, I sparred him, so I know what he's doing. And, you know, I got a taste of him, so I'm real hungry.
Doesn't that normally get taken care of in the gym? I know something like that happened in a gym I was training at here in the Tampa Bay area, a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym, and they locked the door, they pulled all the curtains down, and they took care of business.
Something like that may or may have not happened to him, but something did happen to him before he did get kicked out. I'm not going to say what, but he was kicked out nicely.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Let me ask you this, and maybe you can explain this, because this has bothered me for as long as I went into the jiu-jitsu gym, that when people make a belt, you know, and I was in the military, and it was a rank thing, and when you made rank, people of that rank and higher, it was called, you would tack it on, which is a hazing, and you would punch the guy, whatever. In the gym I was at, a guy made black belt, and a white belt would slap the dude as he ran down the gauntlet. And that bothered me. I always thought it should only be, you know, that level and higher.
Yeah, like what he didn't deserve to do that.
Right, exactly.
I agree. You know, we don't do that at my club at Carnage Jiu-Jitsu. We don't do that. But, I mean, I've seen it done, and it's pretty common, you know. And, you know, I think you got to earn your way there, you know. You're brand new at your first day, you're not slapping me on the back. You know what I mean?
No, exactly.
And
Hey, Max. So the other day I was sparring.
Yeah, and, sure you were.
And my hand's a little bruised up, and I did the Max Griffin. I wrapped my hand in a dough ball in the cold dough ball. So what are the chances
nice.
Of the corner at your next UFC fight? If I We stock you with two order pizza dough balls to rest your hands in between rounds.
Oh, my God, you're an idiot.
It's the most soothing thing. I'm telling you. I don't know. Maybe it was a cold dough or the olive oil. It made it soft, but my hands are back to brand new.
It would have made more sense, Matthew, for you to say, Max, what's the chance of after your victory on Saturday, we go out for pizza on Sunday?
I'm just saying, like, he changed my life. I mean, I now use dough balls for recovery after sparring.
I just picked up some paraffin wax, man. I've been doing the paraffin wax like they have at the, you know, getting pedicures and stuff. That's been helping my hands a lot, you know, because your hands are your money makers, but you need them. You need them good, ready to rumble.
Absolutely. So since your first fight and your last fight, as you're walking to the cage, as you're walking to the ring, as you're walking to wherever that next fight is, have you always thought about the same thing as you're going to and approaching the fight? Or has it been
not at all
locations and stuff?
Not at all. No, it's my seventh UFC fight, man. This last fight with Thiago, I just remembered how comfortable I was. I told my corner when I went out there before, you know, we hug and everything. I was like, I love this stuff. I love it. Smiling. It's like this is what I live for. This is fun. You know what I mean? This is what all these dreadful days, these rigorous, these grueling workouts when I'm bringing myself to hell and back and every single day. This is, I'm getting paid thousands of dollars to beat this guy up. You know what I mean? Now it's enjoyable. It's a whole different mindset. You know,
it's the reward. It's the reward of all the hard work that you've done. Sure.
You know, you get the shine, you know, so I love it. I'm genuinely so happy and thrilled when I'm out there now. It's not, I'm going to kill this guy. Now it's like, hey, I'm going to do my thing. You know, I love it.
Right. And have a good time. Before I let you go, as we were texting back and forth about getting you on the show, I'm just curious, are you a Beverly Hills, you know, cop fan, or was that just the first meme that you were able to find?
That was the first meme I was able to find.
Okay. We were going to talk some Beverly Hills Cop, but that's fine.
I'm not going to look like a fool on the show.
No. It's all good. I don't want you to ever look like a fool, because I know how you'll get me back, and we don't want that. When will you arrive in Hotlanta next week?
Hotlanta, baby, Monday. I'm going a little bit early on Monday. And it's good. Got a bunch of family coming out. My son's coming out to this one for the first time. It's, you know, it's somewhere state. When I got the call for Atlanta, it's local. That was my first. Right. That was my first spot. You know, anything's local to me. That's not overseas. So I'm excited.
It definitely is all good. As always, Max, thank you very much for your time. I can't wait to see you next week. I'll be broadcasting Wednesday from the UFC Media Room. Hopefully you can stop in and get back on just to say hey. Looking forward to seeing you next week, Max.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you guys so much. Pizza, too, Sunday, right? You heard it here.
Pizza, absolutely. Pizza on Sunday. I'll take you and your family to what I like to call a castle, and we'll have some food at my brother's house.
Can't wait.
Cool. Take care.
That's awesome.
That's Max Payne. Part of the Randy regime.
He's the best.
Every time, you know, some things go bad or equipment doesn't work or, you know, I'm tired of, you know, some things that have happened.
Of me?
And, well, that's, I don't know if that'll ever go away. Honestly, that's there.
Yeah, I'm here.
It goes without saying.
Part of me.
But then you interview some very cool, awesome, you know, people, you know, that are, and I've always said that I've had the opportunity to meet people because of what they do and what I do and this, that, the other. And then you meet guys like Max who came to your tour, you know, here to tour the pizza. Duh. Yeah. And just a good quality guy. And I sit back a lot of times, not often because I don't remember my thoughts a lot, but I think back to the early days.
Sure.
Back to the UFC 11s, the UFC 14s, all the early ones that I covered. And people who still are against MMA and still call it cockfighting and still call it this. And this proves, having a conversation with Max, Michelle, the other, you know, last week.
Sure.
These are great people who their competition is a fist fight.
And the best thing about Max is that, you know, we know all these guys. We get liners and we talk to them. We interview them. You've known them for 25 years. You know, I'm just coming around the last 3 years. But for him to take a Knockout Radio shirt to Brazil and to take a picture with the champ, Amanda Nunes, you know, like, and then post it on social media.
I'm not going to ask him this unless you ask me to.
I'll ask.
No. Here's what I'm going to say to you. This is what you just said. I believe in my beliefs, unless he tells me differently. I don't think he thought about it. I don't think he thought, I'm going to put a Knockout Radio shirt, I'm going to go hunt down Amanda, and I'm going to take a picture.
No.
Which I'm saying is it's even cooler than he just wore a shirt.
I think he...
That's awesome.
But I think when he was packing his stuff, he put... just like me. I mean, I put together my 8-Man Strong gear, my Knockout Radio gear, you know, my Naked Pizza Man gear.
And what would that be?
It's just an apron. Takes up no space. I can actually carry that on.
I may throw up in my mouth.
I can wear that on the plane. I don't have to bring a bag. The only baggage is in my brain.
All right. So. With that said, since you mentioned a word that doesn't even exist, brain and Matthew McLellan. So with that said, let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. Good stuff so far. Max Payne Griffin was our first guest. Looking forward to him getting back in the octagon next Saturday in Atlanta. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Sign.
Troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hey, it's Bud Bunny, the host of Kegs and Eggs, Tampa's only adult egg hunt. Free beer, free music, free games and contests, food trucks and more. Search for eggs with over $75,000 in cash and prizes. Party starts at 11. Egg hunt starts at 1. No jelly beans, just jello shots from this bunny. Information and tickets at kegsandeggstampa.com.
The world's most exotic cars are gathering for Festivals of Speed, presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, April 7th in St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of 300-plus exotic, classic American muscle cars and motorcycles. Names like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche will all be on display. Be a VIP with tickets to the VIP section. Enjoy open bar, great food, exclusive settings, and more. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivals with an S of speed.com or call 352-406-9325. That's 352-406-9325.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
The world's most exotic cars are gathering for Festivals of Speed, presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, April 7th in St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of 300-plus exotic, classic American muscle cars and motorcycles. Names like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche will all be on display. Be a VIP with tickets to the VIP section. Enjoy open bar, great food, exclusive settings, and more. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivals with an S of speed.com or call 352-406-9325. That's 352-406-9325.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Ale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
I would say a legend.
Definitely.
Right?
But not part of maybe the greatest Tampa Bay Lightning team of all time, which is this year's season, tied for the NHL record.
All right, first of all, it's still early.
Well, but they tied for the most wins in like NHL history. Like only three teams have done 60 wins.
So which to you would make a better team? When you say the best team, the greatest Tampa Bay Lightning team of all time, would it be the most wins, or would it have to?
They got
to
get the cup. Baby.
Would it require the cup?
They got to get the cup.
So it doesn't matter that they have the President's Trophy. All that matters is can they get through this next tournament?
That's all that matters.
It does.
That's it.
Stop being the Philadelphia Eagles. Right. Stop being the Buffalo Bills, right. The Minnesota Vikings.
The participation award winners.
Exactly. You know, and I used to say that all the time. And speaking of legends, there's a legend coming to town.
Oh.
There truly is.
Two of them? Tomorrow? There's more than two.
Are we talking just about the tennis event or everything in general?
Oh, well, let's go. Let's keep.
No, I'm saying that momentarily, and I'm only saying this 10 minutes early because I don't want you to be yourself.
Okay.
When we have Joe Mattingly on, and no, he's not related to Don.
Oh.
He may be. I don't know.
He could. Most likely.
Well, you know.
Is he a baseball guy?
I don't know. We'll find out. But, you know, I made a phone call to somebody in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And I was doing some stuff for my brother's company. And of course, it gives it away. But, you know, when I asked his name, because I had to email him, he said, you know, his name was whatever Killebrew.
Okay.
And I go, oh, you mean like the Minnesota Twin? He goes, yeah, that was my uncle.
Rico? Wasn't Rico Killebrew?
Goodbye. Just, I just can't do it. I can't do it.
What?
I can't do it.
I really thought that was his name.
Harmon.
Harmon.
Your credential has been revoked.
No, well, I was thinking Uncle Rico from...
I don't know what that means.
From Napoleon Dynamite.
Never saw it.
Oh, we're going to watch that on the way to Atlanta.
You can watch it on the way to Atlanta.
I'll play it.
I'm not going with you.
Come on. Let me drive you.
No, there's no way.
We'll listen to some Ray Charles and we'll watch some Napoleon Dynamite.
The chance of me sitting in a car with you for 7 hours... really upsets me. So when I said legend, Vinny LeCavalier, a legend, coming to town, playing tomorrow at Innisbrook, and we're going to go into it more, so I don't want to give up, you know, a whole lot of what I was going to talk about.
Sure.
But John McEnroe, Jim Courier, James Blake, and Marty Fish.
But I thought Andre Agassi is coming. Is he coming as well?
I just told you the four.
Okay. Well, I saw a different report. But... I'd love to see those guys. You think they'll let me play with them?
Your credential has been revoked for tomorrow as well.
It didn't even get there yet.
Because I can't trust you to go.
But I'll bring my rackets. I got them in the car.
I just have this vision of the naked tennis ball collector standing over there picking up tennis balls.
No. Johnny McEnroe and I can like have like an argument. We can like throw rackets, break them, and like we can really do this thing up, man.
If you could have a John McEnroe racket, would you want...
The broken one.
The broken one.
Oh, well,
right?
All day.
Right?
All day. If I have a John Denver guitar, I want the crashed one from the plane. I don't want the new one. Shiny. Unused.
The only thing that you have going for you, honestly, is we have interviews set up.
No, but I can't wait.
Or I would pack up.
Look, I'm a huge tennis guy. You know I play in the USTA. You know, I always had dreams of playing the US Open.
I didn't even know you could spell USTA.
Oh, yeah. It's USTA. USTA. But no, I can't. I love the game. I played my whole entire career, 4 years of high school, number one varsity. I love the game.
You were homeschooled, right?
Yes, I played my mother doubles. It was a great time next to Don Mattingly in Evansville, Indiana.
Oh, every time I think you swoop to your lowest low.
So we'll get your Mattingly and Don play doubles against me and my mom back home, and I'll be like I'm 12 again.
Well, no, your homeschool team, you know, to play the losers of.
But what a time though. I mean, because would John McEnroe be able to play with his temper, his the sponsors, sure, with social media, with the way the backlash from corporate, you know, could he be in today's modern tennis era?
I think you can be boisterous and loud and let's be honest, sometimes obnoxious, as long as you don't have the vocabulary that I use, you know, and then you would be.
But that's
okay.
What made him a legend.
But he didn't swear. You know, he can yell, what's wrong with you? You right. know, he just can't yell, right. what blankety blank is wrong with you?
Sure.
So, you know, a lot of people like that. And again, you know, our issue is, and you're right, back then and now. And, you know, I was talking to somebody in the mean streets of Kensington over the weekend, you know, about rap songs that everybody hates.
Right.
You know, all these nasty songs and all this other stuff. I went to the Kiss concert. All right. I'm naive. I get it. I never knew what Lick It Up was about.
Really?
I never knew. I just sang Lick It Up, right? You know, and they're like, but our generation is dirty and nasty and this and that. I mean, sure. So it is perception. It is how, you know, we've, you know, moved on.
Sure.
But I think all those guys could play. Now, again, he'd have to play with a much bigger racket, because didn't he have one of those real little rackets?
And a little short.
It looked like a ping pong paddle.
That was a lot different back then.
It was pretty much that. But momentarily, we will have the director of tennis.
It's awesome.
Out at Innisbrook.
It's so cool.
To talk about the Innisbrook Tennis Open. You can get more information at InnisbrookTennisOpen.com. And what I like is tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, and I'm going to Uber you up there.
Yes, you are.
And we're going to watch some Napoleon Dynamite.
I don't know what that means.
It's a movie, and you're going to meet Uncle Rico. And he was just one play away from being the next like big NFL star. Kind of like an Al Bundy. You know, kind of like he's just one play away and just...
I thought Al Bundy was one shoe sales away from. Wasn't he a shoe salesman?
Al Bundy is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Ed O'Neill is a monster on the mat.
Hold on a second. There's a difference. Ed O'Neill is a black belt.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's okay.
Herman Munster, what was his name on the show?
Al Bundy.
Al Bundy isn't a black belt.
Did you call him Munster?
Herman Munster. You know who Herman Munster was, right?
From the Addams Family?
Yeah, but he was the judge in My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, you're right.
I know. That's one of the few movies I have seen.
Marissa Tomei. Wasn't that the girl, the lady?
Yeah.
My Cousin Vinny.
Some parts of that movie is unbelievable. Would you like me to I would love for you to permission to treat the witness as hostile. It's your witness. You think I'm hostile now when I get you home. And then Herman Munster says, you know each other.
That's a great movie.
It is
a classic.
It is a good movie, and honestly, it's a better movie than Karate Kid for Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
It's the anniversary.
Role.
I think it just hit the theaters again.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
And Cobra Kai Season 2 comes out the 24th.
And you're going to see Martin Cove again.
Well,
soon.
We don't know. I don't know. When
is the Make-A-Wish? It's coming up.
It's less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Going to Nashville.
The list is impressive. Some returning celebrities, a couple legends. Scottie Pippen will be there. Scottie Pippen will be there.
Defensive player of the year.
One of my favorite quarterbacks of all time will be there.
Vinny Testaverde.
Trent Dilfer.
Oh, okay.
I love Trent Dilfer. Even though Trent Dilfer tried to kick me out of a basketball arena.
Really? Why?
It was closed. Huh. It was closed, and the Buccaneers rented the gym.
Okay.
And, you know, Trent was involved in whether he paid for it all or paid for the offensive side or whatever. And he asked me to leave.
Wow.
And some of the defensive players said, we invited him. He's staying.
And you stayed.
And I stayed. I stayed and I watched it.
You see Vinny Testaverde selling his Tampa home?
Good for him.
Yeah. It's like his mansion.
Is he moving? Or
yeah, always
downsizing.
Yeah, his kids are all grown. They don't need that big a house. So downsizing.
All right, so we got voicemail on Joe Mattingly. So real quickly, I'll talk to you a little bit about it.
Okay.
It is the Innisbrook Tennis Open. You can get information online at their website, innisbrooktennisopen.com. It starts tomorrow. There's a whole lot more to it than just this tournament. But John McEnroe versus Jim Courier.
Awesome.
And then Blake versus Fish. You know, now I'm just thinking old school. Okay, I know Fish is a little bit younger. Blake is a little bit younger, obviously, sure, than Johnny Mack and Jim Courier. But if it was me putting the tournament on, wouldn't you want to kind of set it up for McEnroe versus Courier in the finals?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like the Bellator. Like,
yeah, a little tournament. I'd be curious, did they randomly pick? Did they go alphabetical?
You know what would be great for a tournament? It would be like Fedor versus like the tennis Fedor. Roger Fedor. So you have
Federer.
So you got Fedor. In the title.
But no, it needs to be a different then. If it's Federer versus Fedor, it can't be a fight and it can't be tennis. You know, it's kind of like, okay, this whole argument that I'm so over about boxers versus MMA guys.
Right. They're different worlds.
It's different worlds. So I will always take an MMA fighter against a boxer in MMA, and I'll always take a boxer depending on levels and all that kind of stuff. Like, if you're going to give me a UFC MMA guy against a
hamburger guy like Mark Wahlberg. Conor McGregor's going to fight Mark Wahlberg for ownership shares of the UFC.
Well, it depends on what Mark Wahlberg comes up. It's back to the Al Bundy, you know, how many roles.
Yeah, Marky Mark might mess him up.
Marky Mark, well, he'll bring the whole Wahlberg family.
Could you slap an iPhone out of that guy's hand?
Do you watch the show at all?
I've seen it. I mean, I watched.
When Mark cheated?
I didn't see that.
They played flag football in his yard.
Okay.
It was Paul, I guess, and his son against Mark and his son. Yet Mark and his the other brother had to go uphill. And finally, and again, it's reality TV, supposedly.
And it's home court advantage.
Home field.
Home field
and
advantage.
And finally, Paul goes, did you realize that we're running up the whole time? And it is all good. All right. Well, we are a quarter of the way through segment number two, so let's go hit a real quick break. When we come back, we will have Joe Mattingly on to talk a little bit more about the Innisbrook Tennis Open. We'll be right back.
I'm going to join the event right now.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Hey, it's Bud Bunny, the host of Kegs and Eggs, Tampa's only adult egg hunt. Free beer, free music, free games and contests, food trucks and more. Search for eggs with over $75,000 in cash and prizes. Party starts at 11. Egg hunt starts at 1. No jelly beans, just jello shots from this bunny. Information and tickets at kegsandeggstampa.com.
The world's most exotic cars are gathering for Festivals of Speed, presented by Burt Smith Porsche, Sunday, April 7th in St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of 300-plus exotic, classic American muscle cars and motorcycles. Names like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Porsche will all be on display. Be a VIP with tickets to the VIP section. Enjoy open bar, great food, exclusive settings, and more. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivals with an S of speed.com or call 352-406-9325. That's 352-406-9325.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back real quick before we go out and go. Is this John Mellencamp or John Cougar Mellencamp? Because, you know, he changed his name. He was good friends with Chris Lytle. And when I went to a Chris Lytle after party, he was there.
Really?
Yeah, it was definitely kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Another legend. We talked about some legends that they're already probably here in town.
On the courts.
For tomorrow. They're going to hit the courts out there at Innisbrook. It's the Innisbrook Tennis Open. Let's get a little information. Let's get updated from Joe Mattingly, the director of tennis out there at Innisbrook. Joe, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. And, you know, first and foremost, I think it gets overlooked a lot when we think Innisbrook. We always think the golf course. We always think the Valspar. A lot of times we forget there's tennis out there as well.
Well, you know, and rightfully so. I mean, Bobby Barnes does a phenomenal job with the golf setting here and four phenomenal courses. And Tracy West obviously does a great job at Valspar. But, you know, the Innisbrook Tennis Facility is one of the prettiest facilities in the country. And an event like we have this week, we'll put it out there and hopefully put it on the map for people to see how beautiful it is and what we have to offer.
Not only the court's beautiful, but you're bringing in some pretty beautiful people as well, starting with a legend. And I that's one of the most overused words. I say it all the time, but John McEnroe, definitely a legend.
That's right. You know, we have the Senior Invesco Tour starting up tomorrow with John McEnroe, Jim Courier, James Blake, and Marty Fish. 10 o'clock in the morning to 12, we have VIPs that have sponsored to hit with McEnroe and Courier and Blake and Fish for an hour or two. We have a VIP party at the Spa Terrace from 12 to 2. And then at 2 o'clock, we have our first semifinal between Blake and Fish. 3 o'clock, we've got McEnroe and Courier. Both of those matches, they play one set. And then at 4 o'clock, the winners play each other one set for the final.
I was going to, you know, try to be a little bit funny about whether, you know, if this is an exhibition or whether this is tennis. But if John McEnroe's involved, I'm sure the word exhibition doesn't get said.
Without a doubt. He's still as competitive as he was when he started playing tennis. Yeah, Johnny Mac is one of those guys that when he goes out on the court, it's all about competing and playing the best he can, and he wants to win.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, a portion of the proceeds is going to local charity as well, correct?
Yeah, for the whole week, we've got the Arc of Tampa Girls, Inc. in Pinellas County, the Florida USTA Foundation, and RCS Pinellas. We've got some proceeds going to all four of those local Pinellas County charities.
And when you say, you know, all week's events, we talked about, you know, the four guys that will be playing tomorrow. What else is going on out there at Innisbrook?
So we started 2 weeks ago with our wild card tournament for the women's tournament we have this week. And we had a full 32 draw. Our number one seed was ranked top 700 in the world. She won the tournament and got into the main draw of this week's event. Our finalists got into the qualifying. We started our women's $80,000 USTA Pro Circuit WTA event on Sunday with check-in. Qualifying started on Monday with a little bit of rain in the afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday morning, we had rain. And we played till about 10 o'clock last night and finished up all the qualifying rounds. Main draw matches for singles started today. And we just, in the last 45 minutes, started our main draw doubles matches. But these are girls that are... we've got girls that are ranked, have been ranked as high as 29 in the world playing in this event. Our number two seed is from Japan. She flew in to play the event. She'll fly back out at the end to play Federation Cup for Japan. So about 23 countries represented in the draw, and it is a very strong draw this week for the women.
Are there tickets still available tomorrow? I know that information is available at InnisbrookTennisOpen.com. Are there tickets? Are there limited number tickets? How can people purchase and get out there and join us?
Yep, they can go to InnisbrookTennisOpen.com. We are almost sold out for the event tomorrow. There are limited tickets available, courtside seats and some VIP areas. But there are tickets available tomorrow. But if anybody's interested, I would recommend doing it sooner than later. Ticket sales for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the women, it's picking up, and we do have some stadium and VIP seating available for those events. On Saturday, we start the women's semifinal at 10 o'clock, second semifinal around noon or 1. The doubles final is Saturday afternoon. Sunday at noon, we have the women's singles final.
So a lot of good tennis to be had out there at Innisbrook. Joe, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you out there on the courts tomorrow.
Thank you, Randy. Have a good day.
You too. Joe Mattingly, the director of tennis out at Innisbrook Resort, and my Uber driver is going to drive me out there tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And a lot of other stuff going on. Not only do we have the Festival of Speed on Sunday, and I did bring a ticket just so I would remember to bring some tickets
you
away.
So you have a stack over, don't
we
you?
We do. Yeah, we have a stack to give
so
away.
How do people win them? How do they go on Facebook? Or they got to do something? You're just going to be generous
away.
And just give them
I'm just going
to
be generous. You know, I'm being generous enough dealing with you, so I might as well be generous and give some things away as well.
Perfect.
So we'll give away some Festivals of Speed tickets. They will be on Sunday. And as I'm giving them away, I will write names down.
Okay.
And then I will pull one of those names and give them the VIP tickets.
Oh, that's cool.
So I will then exchange, and then we'll give those other two tickets away. So that's the VIP on Sunday. Saturday is the kegs and eggs.
Sure.
I may go out for it.
It's food related. I think
it's more beer related. So,
beer related.
You know, now with these tickets, it's unlimited beer. Now, I don't drink, but I'm still going to go out. There's an adult egg hunt with dollar prizes in the eggs and stuff.
This is an action-packed week. I mean, plus Tampa has the NCAA Women's Final Four. I mean, starting Friday night and championship on Sunday.
And what interests you more, the fact that it's the Final Four or the fact that UConn is there? Would you be as excited if UConn wasn't there?
I would. I'm excited that Notre Dame and UConn are there because those two have been the powerhouses the last couple of years.
I believe this is the first time that I can – well, not I believe. This is the first time that I can remember UConn's a two seed.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What's he going to do to these girls?
Gino?
Yeah. Going to work them out 16 hours before the game?
They have a standard of excellence that anything less than a championship, kind of like the Yankees, like if they don't win at all, it's a failed season.
We went to one of the Final Fours that was at Emily or whatever it was called at the time. And I remember a timeout. Okay.
Yeah.
And we were sitting like in the end zone of where UConn was, and then whoever the other team was on the other end. And I noticed as I watched, timeout, and all the players from the other team all run over, and the head coach is in the middle, and the assistant coach is there, and they have the big draw board, they're drawing plays and stuff. And then I looked in front of me, it was UConn, and Gino was just sitting on the bench.
Because the players knew what to do.
They knew what to do.
They were already coached.
It was crazy.
Well, it's just like these the UFC fighters, the MMA fighters. If you know, like Michelle Waterson said last week, like there's nothing else you can train or prepare for. So you should enjoy and have fun and relax until, you know, it's time to make your weight.
Well, and it's kind of like what Max said as well. You know, the hard work is already done.
Yeah, camp's over. Your training camp's done. Now it's time to go collect your trophy or your prize or your strap or whatever you're fighting for.
Or wasn't one of the women that we had on, she collected heads? Right, is that what you said? I'm going to go collect heads.
Cool. So speaking of weird.
Real quick, Phillies are down. Okay. The only undefeated team in this sport that's called baseball. We'll talk about opening day and my experience and all that kind of stuff.
Your Rays are 5-1. I mean, the Rays are off to a hot start.
First of all, if you ever want to talk on this program again, you will not say my Rays.
I said your Rays. I didn't say my.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Ariel Helwani asked me about the Rays. He said something about them moving to Montreal. And I said, I'll help them pack. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, I'm cool with them leaving. I said, I'm really for. I think it would be outstanding for them to split with Montreal.
Yeah.
41 games there, 41 games here.
Yeah. There you go.
Supply and demand. Make you want it. You know, you shut this place down for lunch and people stand outside and beg for you to open. right?
That's
but why. When you were open, nobody came.
Right.
So I'm saying, right. Make it where people want to go.
Yeah, if you're too excessive all the time, people don't really value it. But if you restrict it and you cut it back, yeah, you're in high demand.
Or maybe do 60 games in Montreal and 20 here. I would be okay with that.
But you know, I'm not the smartest cookie, right? You know, I
will agree with that.
I got some issues, right?
Many.
I'm trying to work through them, but I don't really understand that. So I'm looking forward to Georgia. I got Georgia on my mind. You had Herschel Walker Liner coming back from the break. He's a Georgia guy. I got Georgia on the mind. So I'm looking at the UFC fights, and I don't understand the lightweight, heavyweight, interim title bout between Max Holloway and Dustin Poirier. How Max has the belt. He's ranked number 4. He's fighting the number 3 guy, but he has the belt.
It's a different belt, knucklehead.
I don't get the rankings. I don't understand how this works.
It's a different belt.
What do you mean a different belt?
He's going up in weight.
It's a different weight class.
Yeah, he's trying to be a champ.
Oh, he's trying. Oh, so.
The best part is 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Torta Pizza, sponsored by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sign.
I took her home to my place. Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your
game? Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.